This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It seems as though we have more food options than ever, doesn't it? But the reality appears to be different than that perception. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, since the advent of industrialized agriculture, over 75% of plant genetic diversity has been lost. Today, 75% of the world's food is generated from only 12 plants and 5 animal species. 30% of livestock breeds are at risk of extinction. 6 breeds lost each month. What might that mean for our food future and what is being done about it? Well, that's the topic for Issues of the Environment this week. And my guest is Lauren Mosco. And Lauren is a board member of Slow Food of Huron Valley and a member of Midwest Arc of Taste Committee. Lauren, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start at the very beginning. Can you define slow food for us? What exactly is slow food?
Slow Food is an international organization that began in Italy, and our goal is to preserve food and celebrate food that is good, clean, and fair. So good meaning tasting delicious and enjoyable to eat. Clean meaning produced in a way that is sustainable and not harmful to the environment. And fair, considering people that produce the food all the way from seed to service of the food at the final stop of the food chain. And so Slow Food is made up by local chapters all over the world, and our local chapter is Slow Food Huron Valley.
And how is that manifesting itself around here? What exactly is Slow Food of Huron Valley doing?
Yeah, so Slow Food Huron Valley, we're doing a bunch of different things. We meet every month to discuss our projects and our goals and food issues in the community. Those meetings are open to the public, and we've generally been meeting at Bloom Mead in downtown Ann Arbor. And we have a number of projects that we host every single year, so annual projects.
What is the project this year?
Oh, we have a number of projects throughout the seasons. Coming up, we have our annual meeting. This is in July, and we have our second annual Hive Hop. So we'll be walking through a neighborhood where a number of people keep bees and learning about home beekeeping and the importance of pollinator diversity and native pollinators. And we'll be trying the honey at each of these houses. So this is something that we're doing for the second year in a row in partnership with Ann Arbor Backyard Beekeepers. So that's an example of one activity we do. We have a pie creating and tasting event and celebration in the fall. We have a CSA, community-supported agriculture fair in the spring. So lots of different activities, again, to be promoting local food and good, clean, and fair food in the community.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether to continue the conversation or break for lunch. How do we stand in Washtenaw County and in the state of Michigan when it comes to biodiversity and food production?
Well, one thing that I've noticed since living in Ann Arbor, and that's only been for the past couple of years, is the growth and high level of support for local farms. And on local farms and small-scale farms that are producing a diverse array of vegetables, many of these farms are not producing the vegetable varieties and fruit varieties that are highly commercialized. So you talked about our food system depending on only a small number of species. Within these species, only a small number of highly commercialized varieties are being produced on an industrial scale. But I've noticed that there are a large number of small farms that are growing not only a diverse array of vegetable and fruit species, but also many varieties of each of these species that give us, for example, many people think of heirloom tomatoes. You think of the colorful diversity, the flavor diversity of heirloom tomatoes. Well, they're growing many different varieties of many fruits and vegetables.
Now, are they doing so in the standards and practices as outlined by Slow Food?
Many of them are. Many of them are organic or practicing organic methods, whether or not they're certified. Oftentimes, these small-scale farms are producing food in a sustainable manner. And even if their production practices are closer to conventional, the fact that the food is being consumed locally and doesn't have to be transported large distances
making a difference,
is also an indication of their environmental sustainability.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU as we talk agrobiodiversity with Lauren Moskow. Lauren is a board member of Slow Food of Huron Valley and a member of Midwest Arc of Taste Communities. Lauren, for 2 years or so anyway, a group of volunteers from Slow Food Huron Valley has been growing and tending a special garden at County Farm Park, as I understand it. This year, the Slow Food Arc of Taste Garden is cultivating 21 food plant varieties that are in danger of extinction. What kind of foods might those be?
So we are growing a number of different vegetables at our park. We are growing 3 different varieties of lettuce. We're growing a handful of varieties of tomato. We have beet. We have corn. We have 5 or 6 varieties of beans and peas. We have squash and watermelon. And each of these varieties comes with its own story and its own history. And each of these is also in danger of extinction.
What do we lose as a population if those species go extinct?
Oh, for one thing, we lose wonderful treasures. Think of losing a beautiful orchid that goes extinct, or an animal, a mammal perhaps. These organisms are so rich and beautiful, and in this case, tasty and delicious, and have such historical connections that I really feel that we're losing treasures. As we lose one variety, another variety, another variety, we're losing, as you described, diversity in our agriculture and in our food systems. And at least in agricultural systems, a loss of diversity makes the system much more vulnerable to climate change, to invasion of pests, and our food system is much less secure. We also lose nutritional diversity. So oftentimes, even within species of fruit or vegetable, there's diversity in nutrient composition among varieties.
Do you think if some of these species went extinct that most people would even notice?
I think that little by little over time, people would notice. And I think that what people do notice is when they get to try these varieties that are less commercialized and less available. I've never seen somebody try one of them without just lighting up in their face and feeling excitement and joy about eating and about connecting with history and culture and the land when they try one.
You are listening again to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Issues of the Environment. Our conversation with Lauren Moskow continues. Lauren is a board member of Slow Food of Huron Valley and a member of Midwest Arc of Taste Communities. You mentioned something that I want to come back to, and that is climate and climate change.
So our climate has already changed in Michigan. Our summers are hotter as we experienced our shoulder seasons are decreasing. This is going to change the crops that we can grow. In some cases, taking an optimistic view of this, we may be able to grow crops or crop varieties that we weren't able to in the past. But also crops and crops varieties that we once grew may not be able to grow as well as they once did in the past. And so having this diversity of options available to us, I think will help us adapt to the changing climate.
For those who are interested, is there something we can be doing on an individual basis to make a difference in expanding our agrobiodiversity?
Yes. One thing that people can do is they can demand as food consumers, as eaters, for greater diversity in their food. Shopping at the farmer's market, trying varieties that maybe they haven't tried before, maybe they look a little intimidating at first or a little mysterious, and asking how to prepare them. That is one way. If there's a market for these heirloom varieties, I've talked to many farmers, and they will grow them if there's a market and if there's an interest. People can also grow heirloom varieties on their own. People can support the Arc of Taste, which is the project underlying our garden, by nominating foods that are important or significant to them and to their heritage. Those are just a few ways that people can support agrobiodiversity.
As you progress in the years to come, paint me a picture of what's happening with Slow Food of Huron Valley 5 years down the line.
Yeah, so I guess maybe to focus it, I may paint a picture about what we're doing with the Arc of Taste, which, as I mentioned, is this catalog curated by Slow Food of delicious and distinctive foods that are in danger of extinction. And Slow Food Huron Valley has been working to preserve these foods, especially those that are rooted in the Midwest. And I see our work with the orchestras expanding over the next 5 years. I see us trying to get more foods that are dwindling or endangered in our area onto the Arc of Taste so that they're recognized, learned about, so information about them is shared, and so that we can continue to grow them and celebrate them. I see greater education in the schools about heirloom varieties and agrobiodiversity, starting with kids at a very young age, growing these foods, learning about their history. I see it as an opportunity to connect among many different disciplines. I see people in the community learning that when you buy food, it's important not to just think about how it's produced, but also how the food that you eat contributes to the diversity of our food system. And Slow Food Huron Valley is currently working on a system to label foods at farmers markets that are in danger of extinction, so people can learn about that and make more informed decisions when they're shopping at the farmers market. So these are all projects that Slow Food is envisioning and hoping to work on in the next few years related to agrobiodiversity.
Lauren, thank you so much for the time today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us and for your interest in this topic.
That is Lauren Moskow, and she's a board member of Slow Food of Huron Valley, a member of Midwest Arc of Taste Committee, and our guest for Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and I invite you to explore the Issues of the Environment archive at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.